This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story.
Today, even was okay at Sydney's petrol stations. The ones that were open anyway. Most were closed without petrol or had opened for a few hours, and then closed to keep some petrol back for the odd numbers who get their turn on Monday. They said a small number of people were still trying to buy petrol, although their number plates didn't entitle them to do so.
That was Australia in 1979, the last time we had a major fuel crisis, with fuel rationing and petrol lines for days.
There's one thing that everyone can be sure of, and that's that no petrol stations will be open over the weekend.
Which is where some say we might be heading today.
The Energy Minister has revealed six oil ships bound for Australia have been turned back.
State leaders are pushing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to step in and lead a national response to Australia's fuel crisis.
In fact, the International Energy Agency says this crunch is worse than the 70s oil crisis and the Ukraine war combined.
We will, of course, take emergency measures if required.
So how much is this going to hurt? That's what many of us are asking as Australia slowly comes to terms with an oil shock triggered by the war on Iran. Today, business editor Jonathan Barrett and political editor Tom McElroy on the scale of the economic pain to come and whether the government will jump on it as an opportunity for bold reform. It's Wednesday, the 25th of March.